Thank you for holding. Is this Levi?
It is indeed.
Hi, Levi. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Great, man. How are you?
A little overwhelmed, man. These guys are sending me so many calls right now. It's just kind of frustrating. I'm going call after call after call. But anyway, I understand you were just talking to Lulu about putting your company on the first page of Google. We just had this spot become available, so they're kind of just going down the qualified candidates list like it's roulette, looking for one guy to fill it. Did you have any like particular questions about the listing or how it works?
Let's see. Well, I want to know how much it costs, and then also like, so, I mean, she was talking about zip coded listings. So if I look up like a tree service, and I'm in that area, then it will pop up. So does this mean that you guys work with Western Hemlock Tree and Stump Service and Sound Stub Removal?
No, there's four Google partners. Each one of us is only allowed to work with one guy per industry per area. So that way there's not two companies working with the same Google partner at a time. Your competitors are working with my competitors, and we're trying to outrank them and get you better results.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So we operate one exclusive spot per area.
You guys do the Google guarantee?
Yeah, we do also offer Google guarantee. It's a $250 application fee, and then you have to pay a lead fee for each individual lead that comes across that you qualify.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how much is each lead?
I could pull it up. Hold on a second.
And then if I don't do the Google guarantee, then is it pay per lead as well?
No, the local listing we're originally calling about, it's a flat rate $199 per month. The customers can call you right off the map there. It'd be a top recommended option there for up to a 30-mile radius from your 171st Street address.
Can we do a different radius than that?
Not for this campaign. From a different address? Yeah, you could send the PIN verification somewhere else and just hide it. I've had people do that before.
Great. Just because my office is in Edmonds, but I prefer to work more in multi.
Yeah, I could send the PIN anywhere. You just got to be able to receive it. It comes in the actual mail, and there's a 5-digit number on the back of it that I need from you to verify the location.
Great.
Okay, hold on one second. I'm pulling up the lead cost for your service area. Let's just do one lead per month. I think the starting budget is like 13 leads, so I'm just going to plug that in. Well, no, I need to know the individual lead cost first, so hold on one second. Down, tree service, boom, estimate budget. Oh, it says for this zip code, there's no Google guarantee currently. What's another zip code that you're targeting?
Which?
I have the 98026.
98026? Okay, try 98296.
296. Yeah, because you'd have to see them. Yeah, it's not there. So if you search for a tree service in that area, you're not going to see any Google guarantee as an option for that area. It's not offered. Yeah.
I mean, I see four right here.
Huh. What did you type in?
Tree service near me.
Oh, well, are you in one of these? What zip code are you in now? Do you know?
I'm in 98026 right now.
Yeah, that's weird. I just typed in tree service in Edmonds, Washington, and it pops up with Elite Tree, Western Hemlock Tree in the Google guarantee. But for some reason, when I plug it into the analytics, it's not coming back.
And then as well as in Snohomish, too. So I just changed the location, and now it's Tree Tech, Eastside, Elite, Sound, and Adams, all with the Google
guarantee. Oh, here we go. I got it. I think I put a space before the first number. That's my fault. It says $28 to $42 per individual lead, and then it says 13 leads is the minimum budget starting.
Is that everybody that clicks on you or everybody that calls you or everybody?
No. Google Guarantee is not Google Ads. The ads are underneath the Google Guarantee, guys. Those are pay-per-click. And then the organic listing is under the Google Ads, and that's where we were originally talking about listing you at $199. The Google Guarantee is a pay-per-lead system. You have to accept the lead. So you'll meet with a Google rep, they'll do a client interview with you, obviously assuming that you pass the background screening. It's a $250 application fee just for the background screening. It usually takes like 2 to 3 weeks to process. So if you started on it today, yeah. I mean, that would just all you'd be charged today if we were starting out, right? But then once they'll go over with you like what you accept as a lead or what you consider a qualified lead. They'll pre-screen the client when it calls in, and then they'll hand the call off to you as a live transfer. It's not sent to you and you call the client back. We actually hand the client to you on a live phone call, and then you have to accept it. If you don't accept it, then you don't get charged any lead fees at all for that. Okay, that's part of the Google guarantee. Then they also offer the homeowners $2,000 of insurance, or business owners, for the lifetime of the work that you provide. We're guaranteeing them that you're legit, basically. We background screened you, and we're even double downing and putting our money where our mouth is, saying, hey, here's a $2,000 for the lifetime of the job. So if you got to go back or something gets damaged, that's covered by Google. Okay, they offer that to each person that goes with the Google guarantee as an incentive to get them to go with the Google guarantee guys, right? But what they do is you have a minimum lead budget to start out, which is 13 leads. So your cost is ranging anywhere from $364 to $546. In order to make sure that you have the right amount there, I would recommend about $600 starting out, but you wouldn't get charged that $600 until you actually accept your first lead. At that point, they'll only charge you one lead cost out of that $600 budget. Let's say you don't spend the whole $600 budget. Let's say you only spend like $250 in leads throughout the month. Your remaining balance rolls over. It doesn't just disappear into the air, and then you have to renew another $600 the next month. So that $600 might end up stretching you over the course of 2-3 months at a time.
Gotcha.
Makes sense? It's because it's a pay per lead, but you have to start out with a 13 lead budget. So that's what it's saying, anywhere from $364 to $546 based on the average cost per lead.
So let's say like I don't go with the Google guarantee and I see how it works, like just
the local
without it.
That's what most people do.
So that's what most people do. Yeah.
And then it's easier for us to verify you too. Like 99.9% of our guys pass their background screening because they already have a pre-existing account with us locally. So we're able to, like, here's the review, you know, from a track record of us working with them for the last 2-3 months. Here's how they handle customers, you know, makes it a lot easier. And then we already have, like, any required documents for your state when it comes to your industry.
Gotcha. Where did you guys find my number?
Oh, it's given to us, actually. So downstairs, my reps, like Lulu that you were talking to, they're in a boiler room kind of situation. So they just kind of call out on it. But Google sends it over to us, and it gets pumped into their dialer, and then it's like roulette for them. They're just calls just go back to back. They pre-screen them, and then if you get through the pre-screening with them, then they'll transfer over to us to do the creation of the account and a transaction if it's something that you want to move forward with.
Crazy. Okay.
Yeah,
so
the process.
Sent my number?
Yeah, so anything that you submit to Google, it sounds like it's a big deal, but it's really not. It sounds like a lot more complicated than it actually is. So anything you submit to Google, like for example, you got Home Advisor listings, you got a Google Business profile, even if you put yourself on Yelp, on Yellow Pages, those are all directories that are on the Google search engine. So they have access to that information, and they have a spot open up for a tree company in there. All they got to do is go into their analytics, look up tree services, and then they draw up a 30-mile radius around the service area that they're trying to find a tree company, and then they get this big old list of them, and they pump it into our dialer. As long as you don't have any bad reviews, it's pretty simple.
Yeah, no, I think my star rating is 4.89 right now.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be talking to you if you had any bad ones. The ones that we had here actually show you as a 5-star company. So I didn't see anything bad, or they're not reporting that they've seen anything bad.
Awesome. I need to deal with my dogs for 1 second.
Okay. That's nice. I get a little breather.
Sorry about that, man.
No, I appreciate it, actually. I mean, these guys got me going back to back to back. I'm like, geez. Catch my breath for a second. Yeah, okay. Get some water.
So, okay, so right now, my website is in shambles. So,
okay.
Because I tried to, like, put it together myself, right? But I just got a website developer to, like, work further on it.
Mm.
So I have that in the process right now. And I think it's going to be, like, another, like, maybe 2 weeks out.
Mm.
And before I start, like, paying for this service, I would like to have that all set up. So, and I have a couple people that I'd like to talk to about this before I go and I actually pull the trigger. So
yeah. Well, there's no service to pay for if we don't have a spot available, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's true, right? So you guys are just going to call and call until you find the spot, and then once it's filled, like, I'm out?
Well, we can't put more than the allotted positions. Our rule is one guy per industry per area. So you'd have to wait until that guy either relocates to another area or discontinues his service with us in order to get with us, or one of the other guys that's working with another Google partner, and then that Google partner has to contact you.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's say I get listed on there right now. What do I pay today? What do I pay per month?
If you want to do the local listing, it's $199 out the door and $199 month to month. And then because of your website situation, I'll make a splash page website, which is like a landing page, optional to you at any time. So if you start up and you want to use the site that you have, or if you want us to build like a temporary one until that one's up and running, until it's full capacity, and then swap them out, you'll have the ability to do that, and I'm not going to charge anything extra for it. I would obviously need photos from you, but
I have a business partner. Can I add him to this call real fast?
Sure. Yeah, that's fine.
All right, I'm gonna call him real fast.
Okay.
Boom, so we're all in here together?
I believe so. Hi, Levi's partner.
Hello.
How you guys doing? My name's John. I was contacting you guys from Local Splash. We're a premier Google partner. I was talking with Levi about putting your company. It's kind of funny because it's under Levi the Tree. Well, wait a minute. So were you operating under Levi the Tree Guy LLC? Because I have Prana Tree Experts and I have Levi the Tree Guy LLC here for this phone number.
Yeah,
it just popped up.
Yeah, it used to be Levi the Tree Guy, but I changed it to Prana Tree Experts.
Okay, that's very weird. All of a sudden, when we brought him onto the call, I started getting data from Levi the Tree Guy LLC. I don't know, that's odd.
Funny.
Yeah. Anyway, what did we? I don't understand why you wanted to bring him on the line. I don't know his role, or I don't, you know, we just had you as the owner, so I didn't know what you wanted me to discuss with him or if he had any extra questions about it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I brought him on as a partner, so we make decisions together, so.
Okay, gotcha. Well, being on the first page of Google is good for your business, you know, if you want your customers to be able to find you, so.
Yeah, no, and, we've definitely talked about this.
Okay.
So there's like, so Andrew, just to kind of recap what we've been talking about. What's that, Andrew? Hello?
I don't hear him. Oh, there we go.
Yeah. Okay. So they'll only work with one tree service provider, or like one service per area. Right.
Yeah.
So, and then
here, I'll
open up.
I'll explain
that
part. Yeah. So there's four Google partners that are premier partners that handle the local listings. Those are those guys that pop up next to the map there on Google when you look up tree service. Like if you just typed in tree service in Edmonds. Okay. Each one of us is only supposed to work with one guy per industry per service area. So we had a listing become available as a Google partner. And when that happens, they give us a list of the companies that qualify in the area. And then my reps, like Lulu, who was originally speaking to Levi, will start calling down until we find a company to fill that spot. So I was going over the details on the position as far as it's a month-to-month service. It's $199 monthly. You're not binded to any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. No cancellation fee if you guys ever discontinued it. We'd include a site for you. I know your website's in the making, but we were just kind of going over the details with him on the spot before he pulled the trigger, or he wanted to make sure that we ran it by you. So, if it sounds overwhelming, it is overwhelming. I'm extremely overwhelmed. You guys are like the fourth call I've taken in the area back to back to back. So it's kind of a lot, but Levi.
What company do you work for?
Local Splash. I don't have your number. I could show you. We're stationed in Costa Mesa, California, Fountain Valley, California, and Newport Beach, California. All right next to the Google headquarters in Orange County.
You guys are mostly just home services, so you guys call. How do you actually get the Google partner status?
The Google partner status? We've been a Google partner since 2004. So it's 18 years running. Our role as a Google partner, I mean, you can get it or you can achieve it by maintaining accounts, and you have a certain amount of spend every month. So Google has a reoccurring revenue from our company of $2.5 million a month. And that just comes from accounts that we maintain. Because we have that status, they give us access to their algorithms, and then that's when we join the Premier Partner Program. So there's a regular partner, and then there's a Premier Partner. There's differences in that.
You guys have access to Google's algorithm?
Correct. They give us access to them. We're able to solicit up to one spot locally per industry, per area, and then we can enroll you in Google Ads and Google Guarantee freely. You can actually enroll yourself into Google Ads at any time. You don't even need to work with a Google partner to do that, but it's definitely recommended because if you're not customizing it properly or hosting it properly, you just wind up spending a bunch of money on irrelevant clicks in your industry that don't actually result in calls or business.
So what are some numbers that you can give for, like, how many calls? So what companies do you currently work with in the area?
None. In your industry, none. Yeah. There's a lot of them. I could pull them up here. Hold on, give me a second.
So you had somebody cancel yesterday or today or something? And
I think
to fill this spot immediately?
Yeah, I think it was yesterday or this morning.
Who is that company?
Yeah, I'm not supposed to go over that with you guys. I'm sorry. Calls are recorded.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, makes sense. Do you know how many...
It's like if somebody called me asking me about information about your company, I'm not going to give them the information.
Right.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
Yeah.
So do you guys track, like, how many calls that they were receiving from that spot?
Yeah, of course. There's a Google Analytics. It's actually free, Google Analytics. It allows you to see how many times each keyword's been searched in your area, how many calls were placed into that industry, if those calls turn into business. We use that as part of your keyword planner, so that way we're not guessing on what keywords and services we should list you for in order to get your guys' phone ringing with qualified business.
Great, yeah. No, that
we use that to our advantage. We always recommend that you go with the ones that get the most traffic and volume, so that way you can make money, right? Because if you're not making money, we're not going to get paid next month. You guys are just going to cancel it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
we monitor that with you.
Mm-hmm. I'm familiar with Google Analytics, but my question was for that spot that person was occupying, minus their company name, do you know on average how many calls they were receiving a month?
I wouldn't even be able to access it, to be honest. Once they cancel the account, it removes from our system. What I can say is, like, according to the analytics for this service area, and this is just a 30-mile radius around Edmonds. I know you said you wanted to PIN verify a different address, but in the last 30 days, there was 1,812 searches for a roofing contractor. I'm not saying you're going to get 1,812 phone calls or anything like that. I mean, somebody might have just sprung a leak and then bombarded it with roofing contractor, roofing repair, you know? If you break it down and say, hey, you got like 1% of the total call volume that's there, you know, that would be like 18. But Google doesn't even want us to guarantee you a certain amount of customers unless you're actually part of the Google Guarantee program. That's the only time we should be guaranteeing you any kind of client or success from your placement. With these kind of placements, we just put you up there, and that's all we can do. They don't want us to tell you, hey, you're going to get 15 or 20 calls, because if you get 14 and you cancel us because of that, and you know, and it's like we lied to you to get your business in the first place. You know, and they don't want somebody in the sales department fabricating those numbers either, going, hey, that guy was getting 30 calls a day. You know, it's just not honest. And then you guys end up signing up on that and expecting that, you know. So our service is predicated just around putting you up there if you're going to do this local listing. If you want a guarantee of leads or a certain number of leads, you're going to have to enroll in the Google Guarantee program that I talked to you about earlier.
Right. I mean,
you got to pass the background screening.
At $199 a month, really, like, if we got one job, then that would pay, like, that would pay for itself.
Exactly.
Right, so that, I mean, that
it's
makes sense to me.
It's a self-sufficient system. That's how we get you guys to come back each month without asking you to sign a long-term contract.
Right.
Usually, if you spend a dollar and you make $10, you don't have a problem spending a dollar again.
Right? I mean, Andrew, what do you think about that? I think it sounds pretty cool. We can try it out for a month.
I think it seems cool. I'm reading about it right now. So, but if I ask you if it's cool or not, you're gonna tell me. But I'm talking. What was your name again?
My name's Jonathan. I go by John. Last name's Hill.
You're good, dude.
Looking one on the site. Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. I'm kind of overworked this week, to be honest. Everybody's trying to set up their marketing right before the new year. So I appreciate that, though. I thought I was losing it before this call started. I was telling Levi at the beginning, I was like, I don't know how good this is going to go or how great I sound, because I'm just really burnt out, but we're getting through it.
Yeah. I've seen that before, and I am interested in doing it.
Yeah. So we've been around for a long time. We've been in business since 2004. So, I mean, even if you worked with maybe another company before this or had another company before this, chances are you've probably been contracted by it.
When did this start happening? Like, when did Google go to this?
This format? Like the Google Partner Program?
The Google Guaranteed.
Oh, Google Guaranteed's Guaranteed's Google's newest product. That just rolled out in 2022.
So how much do you guys pay for Google to do this again, sir?
For a Google Guarantee?
Yeah. Do you actually... Google
I don't think you heard it. Yeah, you didn't hear about this part. I think we talked about this before we called you. So the Google Guarantee, here, I got it pulled up for this zip code, too. I had to pull it up for him earlier. It's $28 to $42 a lead, but you have to start out with a 13-lead budget. So you'd be anywhere from $364 to $546. I was recommending, like, $600 as the starting budget. That's not a monthly cost. That's just your starting budget. You get guaranteed 13 leads with that campaign. Like I said, they range in value, so they could be anywhere from $28 to $42 per lead of those 13 leads.
When you say it's a lead, what does that actually represent?
So,
is that someone's phone number? Is that someone pushing my
app? No. It's a live. The Google Guarantee are the best quality leads that you can get in today's marketing strategy. Google, they rolled this out because they're thinking that HomeAdvisor and Angie's List may get shut down. They got shut down before. They used to be called Service Magic back in like 2012 before HomeAdvisor bought Angie's List. And then they basically got shut down because they would sell those one lead to like five people, and they would charge everybody whether they got the job or not. So Google's response to that.
We've been getting fucked by Angie.
Yeah, I've been hearing that a lot, and Google has too. And like the FTC has a big report. If you look up like FTC versus HomeAdvisor, you can report fraud, like add yourself to that list. A lot of people are getting reimbursed from it. But that's a whole other thing. I don't want to just turn this into a conversation about bashing them, you know? But they do pay Google like $7 million a month, HomeAdvisor does, their parent company, to market HomeAdvisor and Angie's on Google. So they do what I'm offering to do for you guys in order to get the leads that they sell to you. But the way that they make money is they resell the lead for more than what they got it for, and then they'll sell it to five people, even though one of you only gets the job. So they get all that money and they run, right? They've been doing that to now the point where they have almost like $2 billion. So they're really well off, but they might get shut down again, so it's like pointless. So if that happens, Google loses $7 million a month that it's getting from those listings, and the way to combat it was to get in there and figure out where they're going wrong. Well, where they're going wrong is they're selling the same lead to multiple people, so they don't do that in Google Guarantee. It just goes to you. Where they're going wrong is they're having you call the people back. Maybe you call the people back a day late, or they filled out that form in the morning and you got to them in the afternoon after they already talked to somebody. You don't get the job, right? So we actually hand these calls off to you as a live call, and you have to accept them. So if you don't accept them, you don't get charged for them.
Are you guys purchasing the lead from Google?
No. No, we're not. We're hosting your business's campaign on Google's behalf. So it's like if you called Google to try to do an ad or do Google Guarantee on your own, you can't do it. You have to have a Google partner that's going to get you guys through the background screening, verify your business. If you want to sign up for Google Ads, you can do Google Ads yourself. You don't need a Google partner in order to do the ads. What was that?
How did you guys, as a partner, how did you guys set up this?
Well, they just, when they started rolling it out, they started beta testing it with their Google partners. Like, hey, start reaching out to these particular clients that we've either worked with in the past or they're currently working with us. So the first people that started getting Google Guarantee were already working with a Google partner on a Google local listing. That's what I was telling Levi. Most people start out with a local listing, and then they advance into the Google ad because it's a lot easier for us to push you through that background screening if we already have a track record of working with you for X amount of months on a local listing. You know what I mean? I already know this guy. This guy's good. He went out on 100 different clients, no bad reviews. He's got license, insured, everything, boom, boom, boom. And then, okay, Google wants that because the Google Guarantee is providing every single homeowner that you go out on or you guys come face-to-face with a $2,000 insurance policy for the lifetime of the job. So if you damage something or if there's an issue out there on the job, Google's actually offering up to $2,000 worth of insurance to them. And that kind of incentivizes them to go with the Google Guarantee guys. They know you've been background checked. It's not some criminal. Google's going to offer me $2K as an extra insurance on top of this guy's already got insurance and everything else, right? So that makes it so the chances of them actually having to use those insurance policies are slim to none. You know, we basically go through and triple check that it's guys that we're probably never going to have to use this for, and then we give it to them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we come up right next to the map, correct?
Correct.
So I look up tree service. So there's mm-hmm. the Google Guaranteed is first.
Yep.
And then mm-hmm. next is the businesses. It's the map, and then it says sponsored. So there's Kenny Tree, which I actually know that guy. Eco mm-hmm. Tree, Lumberjack Tree Service, Timber Tiger.
What was the one that you know?
Kenny Tree.
Kenny Tree? Let me pull it up. He's not a Google Guarantee guy?
No, he's not.
Okay, let me see if I can pull up his analytics. Kenny Tree Edmonds. Kenny Tree Inc., 99 reviews, 4.8 star. That guy?
Yes, sir.
No. 168 Street. Okay, let me pull up this thing. There's a website, it's free, it's called spyfoo.com. You can actually plug it. Spyfu, SPYFU.
Okay.
And you can plug in a site, and it kind of gives you an idea on what his marketing strategy is looking like.
Wow.
So yeah, he's doing Google Ads and local SEO.
Nice.
So,
and
he's doing both. Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah, but Google Ads is pay-per-click. You can do that too. Google Ads has a starting budget of $300. That would go on top of your local listing. So you guys, you know, your campaign to basically do what he's doing, you'd be paying about $500 a month,
$499. We keep getting blown up by Angie. I think I'm pretty fine with.
Well, you guys are going to get charged a lead fee for every single thing that comes across, even if you don't get it. You know, it's always more cost efficient to just market yourself independently, let people call you directly. So we'll come in here and save you guys money and probably make you more at the same. Well, not, well, I should say it the other way. We'll make you more money and probably save you more at the same time.
Right.
Yeah. What are you guys spending a month on? Oh, sorry. I mean to cut you off.
Let's see. Okay, so yeah, I mean, I think the Google guarantee is maybe something to do further on down the road.
Right. But this will open the door for that. You know what I mean? Right. And we'll get to know each other in the meantime.
Right. And then yeah, we can build up our reviews or whatever.
Yep. Build up your reviews. Everything. Verify the website. I haven't seen the website yet, but Levi tells me they're working on it. But there has to be a certain quality score on those sites in order for Google to promote them. So hopefully it meets that quality score. If not, we'll let you guys know. And I told them we can develop a whole new site. I wouldn't charge you anything extra if it doesn't meet the standard.
You guys will build the website?
Yeah. Yeah, we're Google partners, so we get those domains for like, I'm not going to tell you exactly, but yeah, we get them pretty cheap.
We get them for like, yeah, it's a secret.
Yeah. I'm like, wait a minute. Because it's different. Like, if you guys left the service, then they would charge you like $99 for the domain, but we actually get them for a lot less than that. So that's kind of like the kicker. If you cancel, you can cancel. There's no cancellation fee, but we still have our ownership of the domain until we release it to you, and then they say, hey, we want to charge you $99 to release that domain. So just full disclosure, while you're using our program at $199, I'm not charging you for the site, but if you plan on leaving the service and you want to keep the site, then you guys are looking at $100, which is still well worth it.
And we keep the website at that point?
Yeah, you can keep the domain, and then all you need to do is find a new host at that point, or you could pay for hosting, but every website has to have a host in order to keep the content on it.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you guys, so we would have to sell you PranaTreeExperts.com?
No. No, if you already have a domain that you want us to use, you could go that route too. And then there's no charge if you cancel it and you want to keep that. But that's just assuming that guy is already building on that domain right now, and you wanted us to get you a whole nother domain, build you a whole different site. I'm not going to charge you for it, but if you cancel, we'll charge you for that domain. If you already have your own domain and you just want us to put content on it to make sure that it's meeting the quality score, that's no charge. And then you can still keep your site. We're not going to take ownership of your guys' site that you already own.
Right.
Yeah. The money is just a technicality on the domain if we purchase the domain. We're not charging you for the actual site itself. It's actually, it helps a lot with ranking and your success. And what Google's recommending on ads in Google. Go ahead.
So do we send you, like, all of the text that we want on there, all of the formatting that we want, all of the pictures?
Yeah, that'd be super tedious. So, like, no, we've been doing this for a long time. I mean, you can, moving forward, you know, but what we do initially is every client goes into a client interview. So, like, if I signed you up now, you guys would do a client interview at a set time tomorrow. We ask for like an hour window, and then a technician will call you, and they'll ask you setup questions to help us, you know, get your keywords established, the service area established, the website built. You know, so they'll ask you like slogan and things like that, mission statement, you know, things to help them develop that content, and then we'll rough draft it up, you know, send it over to your email. You guys give us the go ahead on it, it gets published, and then any revisions you want to make moving forward, you just let us know. You could call customer service or you can text in with the revisions, and then they say allow 24 hours to see those changes happen.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Very technical questions you're asking. I'm assuming you've probably marketed a little bit more than Levi. No offense, Levi. I don't go into this with everybody. You know, some people are like, oh, the Google listing's open again? Yeah, let's do it. And I got other guys that are like, okay, I want to know all of it, like top to bottom. So that's good.
Yeah, a little bit more.
Yeah, it's a good partner to have, though. Yeah, no, that's a good partner to have.
Yeah.
You guys need to know exactly how you're spending your budget, especially when you're starting a company. Some companies, well, I mean, I imagine you should have, maybe you contacted them this time because you signed up with HomeAdvisor yourself, huh?
No, we actually
okay.
went into it together. And,
oh, so
yeah.
he's not that good at marketing then. That was both your guys' mistake. No, pay-per-lead services, red flag, unless it's Google Guarantee and it's an exclusive lead that's going to you as a live call, red flag. Anybody that asks you to sign a contract before you've even seen them work is like red flag. It's like having an employee tell you, yeah, I'm really good at cutting trees. You know, sign me up for a year contract and you agree to it. And then you get out there and he's just like horrible, you know, breaking stuff, not doing
yeah.
it, you know. And then you find
right.
out the hard way that you still got to pay him. So, like, yeah, watch out for things like that. When they ask you for a contract, that just means they're not confident that you're going to want to continue to use it on your own.
Mm. Yeah. No, yeah, I definitely like that this doesn't have a contract. That I mean, it makes more sense.
Yeah, like, if you guys are ever unhappy or you feel like, you know, it's not making sense, you can fire us. It's not going to cost you anything, but we're going to do everything in our power to make sure that it doesn't happen. That's our whole role as a Google partner, is to
yeah.
not just maintain the listing for Google, but maintain it for you guys.
So by selling us on this, you will get like a commission per month for however long we stay on?
No, the rep that Levi talked to before transferring the call to me will. Yeah, they get incentivized based on how many accounts like retain that they've signed up. So they get extra on top of their base. I'm way
closing.
Past that. I've been here 10 years. Yeah, it's past closing though. I mean, we have closers too. Lulu could have closed you really. Not with the discounts, but she could have closed you at a standard pricing.
He said not with a discount, so you're about to offer me a discount?
No, that is the discount. The $199 is the discounted pricing structure. If you go to the website I texted you, Levi, the lowest package we have with no website at all is $299. So it's $100 more. Mm. And then the one with the website bumps all the way up to $499, which would be kind of similar to the campaign with the that Kenny was doing that you were talking about earlier with the Google Ads in it too. And that one comes with the website.
Do you
too.
Have your direct number?
My direct number?
Yeah. Is it possible
yeah.
to call you back?
Well, yeah. I mean, once I hang up with you, they're going to send me another call. It's pretty much what I do. I just go back to back until we close out the category, unless they close it out on their own.
Yeah. That's fine. We're playing it. We're risking it regardless of being in the business we're in, so. If I'm not risking it with you, I'm falling a tree next to a house. So there's
I like that. Yeah, I just resent over the number though, Levi. I only had your number,
yeah.
So it went to your phone. You got it?
Yeah, I got that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let me know what you guys decide, man. I'm right here for now.
All right.
All right.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye bye.